Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up, pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is Chris Broussard and Rob Parker live from the TireRack.com studio. And listen up, shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Of course, tell your family, your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, your coworkers, everybody. Spread the word. Rob Woodson, the Hall of Fame defensive back, will join us at the bottom of the hour. He is probably disappointed, heartbroken that the Ravens, one of the teams he played for back in the day, got beaten on Sunday and ended what looked, Rob, like it was going to be a magical season. And I am so disappointed in the Ravens. And I don't mean just because they lost.
No, I get it.
There's no
because I didn't recognize that team.
Mahomes. Thank you.
I'm with you, Chris, on this.
If you're going to lose, go out the way you go out, right? If I'm Steph Curry, I'm going to lose shooting threes. I'm not going to lose driving to the basket
and getting blocked.
Posting up all
exactly,
the time.
Right. I'm with you. I didn't. John Harbaugh, I know he doubled down and defended it, Chris, but what game plan that was made no sense. I saw a stat when they rushed the ball 25 times or more, 14-1, 16 rushes, Chris. What
they
game was that?
They averaged 32 in the regular season, which led the league. They were the best rushing team in the NFL.
16?
Rob, I think when Kansas City, to its credit, when they marched down the field on those two opening drives, that was shocking. I mean, I was stunned. You can imagine how the Ravens felt. Rob, they had bullied Detroit. They had bullied both of the teams that were playing after them, Detroit and San Francisco. And here they are getting pushed all over the field, and I think their coaching staff said, we're not going to stop them. We're going to have to win a shootout. And they abandoned the run, Rob. It was you're only down a touchdown. They abandoned the run.
It was 7-7. Well, Chris.
And then Kansas City marched down and scored again. So it was 14-7.
But I'm just saying, right. I mean, like.
But that was way too early. And your defense figured things out.
They pitched a shutout in the second half.
Yep. And so that was the first thing, Rob, is I think they completely lost their identity because they were panicked. Because, here come the Chiefs. It's going to be a shootout. We got to start scoring. Secondly, Rob, I thought while the Chiefs showed championship character, I thought the Ravens showed the character of bullies. Because it was like they had bullied everybody. We talked about it all, week.
Right.
They bullied the best teams in the league. It was ridiculous what they were doing. And when they realized, in my view, that they couldn't do that to the Chiefs, that in fact they were the ones getting pushed around, it was like they said, okay, we're not going to beat you on the field, but we're going to beat you with some dirty shots. And they have five 15-yard penalties, roughing the passer.
Killed you.
Rob on the field goal that Kansas City got to make it 17-7. Two 15-yard penalties.
Right.
Roughing the pass. Well, one, Kyle Van Noy headbutted Travis Kelce. Another, Travis Jones clothesline Mahomes. That was 30 yards in penalties on a drive that ended in a 52-yard field goal for
So
Kansas
just think
City.
If you don't
My
have that,
is,
there's no,
right,
there's no field goal.
They probably don't get the field goal.
Exactly, exactly.
And then finally, Rob, and I ain't even mentioned Jadeveon Clowney, you know, putting his helmet all up in Mahomes on the ground and all that. But, Rob, the thing that bothered me the most, Kansas City won the game. I'm not taking anything away from them. They played well. But it was there for the taking.
Oh, big time.
Look, I do think the way Mahomes has been playing, he would have led a drive or done something where they probably get the win. But beyond that, Rob, Zay Flowers, who is a great young player, and I like him a lot. But, Rob, after that 54-yard reception, puts them on the 10-yard line late in the third quarter, he gets a taunting penalty that 15 yards, drives him back to the 25. Why are you taunting?
It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. I'm with you.
The rule is bad, but still, you're down 10.
That's a big play.
You've been getting your butts kicked right. all day, and you taunt. What are you taunting about? That's like if I'm in a fight and somebody's destroying me, and I land a jab, and I start, see, I got you. No, come on. That, Rob, I think if he doesn't taunt, I think they score by the end of the third quarter.
And they would have been in that
and
game
if,
for the
yes,
taking.
There's you're no, down three going into the fourth? Come on.
There's no doubt about it, Chris. And I'm with you on this, that I didn't recognize that team. I did not. That's not the team that we've seen all year.
Right.
Beat all these playoff teams by 23 points or more or whatever.
Average is about 22, 23
points. 22 or 23. The defense, Chris. The defense gave up 16 and a half points. They gave up 17. They were right where,
yep.
you know what I mean? They
got
it corrected.
Yep.
And they give up 17 points in a playoff game. That's a win.
When
Chris.
You average, I mean, the
right.
Ravens had averaged 34 over the last 11 games.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. And 17, you look like you can't come back from that. But the mistakes and the penalties and John Harbaugh, like, panicking and giving up right away for them. And I told you about it. The you said they averaged 32 rushes. 16 rushes?
Yeah.
Chris, this wasn't
and
where
– Rob, they averaged more than 5 yards a carry on their rushes.
Right. It didn't even make – it makes no sense. It would have been, like, totally. Like, if anybody had the right to freaking panic – it was the 49ers. You want to be talking about
right.
Chris being
Good
pushed
point.
Around on the field. 24-7, yep. the Lions were having their way with them.
Great point.
They couldn't
Great
do point. It. They couldn't stop the Lions. I texted some friends. Chris, I'm like, the game is over. If the Lions continue to run the ball and don't do anything stupid, right, they're going to win this game. The 49ers could not stop the Lions.
You and I both picked the Niners. I was pulling for them to win. I thought it was over.
Did you?
I was like, you're not coming back from 24-7. I really thought. Obviously,
not the way the Lions
going,
were running the ball,
it was like,
though.
Okay,
right,
they
right.
got a chance. But, yeah, I mean, I think everybody but the Niners thought that thing was probably over. Another thing is this, Rob. And Lamar, he's going to get some heat. You know that. He's about to win his second MVP. And, yes, he played terrifically last week. But he was bad yesterday. The stats don't look as bad as he was.
No, he was
two
bad.
Two critical turnovers.
And, right, and those cost him throwing in the triple
yep.
coverage. You can't do that, Chris.
Absolutely, Rob. That was a field goal waiting at least. They were at the 25-yard line. But here's the thing, Rob, and we all know Lamar has improved as a passer, and he's a very good passer now. But he ain't Patrick Mahomes. He ain't Tom Brady. He's not about to sit in the pocket and dissect most teams just as a pocket passer.
No, when he gets out, when he
to some degree, Rob, he's forgotten like what he does best. And I don't think he runs now as much to take it to the house as he used to. He runs like a typical quarterback now. I don't mean his ability. No,
to get out of trouble, right?
Quickness.
Like,
yeah.
Right? To get out
like
of trouble.
Like as a last resort, right. Or he's looking to slide. You know, as soon as I can get a slide. Rob, I thought that 20-yarder where he broke in the first quarter where they went for it on fourth down. And now I don't know if he could have pulled away from L'Jarius Sneed. But I feel like a few years ago, he would have tried to take that thing to the house. But on this one, he's looking back at Sneed, kind of, you know, almost somewhat waiting for him almost.
To tackle him, right?
Yeah. And it was like Lamar. Like
just keep going.
Yes, he's got to understand, yes, as well as you throw the ball now, you have a talent and a gift and an ability that no one else in the league really has. And so you have to use it still. And he's got to find, Rob, to me, that happy medium between, yes, I'm a pocket passer and I'm looking to throw, but I also am going to use my legs, you know, to my event. Like Josh Allen does that.
No.
And he because, Rob, like I thought a lot of those plays where Lamar extended and he, you know, got away from the pass rush, but he's looking for a pass.
Instead of just going upfield.
It's like, dude, run.
And you
absolutely.
Know, and you know what's
run.
Funny is that Brock Purdy made a couple of key yep. runs, Chris, where he it was
and
open.
He ran.
It was open.
He didn't slide yet.
Right. No, he's going to get hurt out there.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, he saw yep. it was open, and it killed the Lions. They were backbreakers.
Yep.
They were
no
backbreakers.
Doubt. You're absolutely right. I mean, Purdy was running for every last yard he can get. And Lamar is not doing that like he used to. And so I just thought, Rob, if I'm, again, I'm not going to take any credit away from the Chiefs, but the Ravens, it's terrible to get beat when you don't play your game.
Right. You get beat. If the Chiefs come out there and they catch you on a night, Chris, and beat you, John Harbaugh, I question the game plan. If you know what
I wonder if that was the game. I wonder if it switched, and I don't
but,
know.
But
from
32 carries to 16, Chris?
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
That don't make any sense. Not with as much time that was left in that game. You can't do that. It's 14 to 7. My God, really?
Right. And they're not look, the Chiefs, you know, they were stuffing the run occasionally, but obviously the Ravens were also getting some big runs. Gus Edwards had like a 15-yard run. And then in the first quarter, Rob then doesn't touch the ball the rest of the half on a carry. Like
that makes no sense.
No. And they should have. You're absolutely right. Because the defense got it together. Rob, the last eight possessions for the Chiefs outside of that, even the last one ended on downs. But take away that last one where they ended up, you know, running out the clock. The eight previous possessions, the Ravens held them to a field goal.
That's unbelievable. Well, I'm serious.
They could have run on I think they could have, but they should have at least tried. The Chiefs defense is legit, but still, they didn't even try to run on them for the most part. And that's just, I'm sorry. Eric Mangini said on our show, First Things First today, Rob, he thinks ego got to the Ravens.
But see, that happens,
like, we're going to show
Chris.
You.
Right.
We're going to show you we can win with the pass. Chris, you think Lamar can only run and all that stuff. And
that
other
that
ways
stuff happens. I think I told you this before. I covered a Lions-Jets game, the last game of the season, Chris. The Jets needed to win the game to get into the playoffs, right? This was in Detroit at the old Silver Dome.
Yep.
And Bill Parcells was the coach of the Jets. And they're at the one-yard line, Chris. I think Neil O'Donnell was the quarterback, whatever. Right, they need a touchdown. They need to get in, right, to get to the playoffs. On first down, Chris, they have a halfback option with a rookie running back who throws the ball into the end zone, Chris, for what? An interception.
Parcells did that?
For an interception.
Wow.
And they lost the game, and I thought that was ego.
Yep.
I'm going to show you I'm the smartest guy. You're at the one-yard line. First down, run the ball in.
Rob,
what are you?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
In the Super Bowl.
Ego. Right? That's ego, Chris.
Yeah, yep. And that's where I really get upset, because if that's a coach's ego, and I think this was coaches and players, but if it's just the coach, then you may have cost And you might look at Dan Campbell that way, but you may have cost 53 players
big
a chance
time.
To advance. And so, yeah, it's tough. And Rob, you said it with the Lions. And look, the Ravens are always good. They're certainly going to
right,
be in
they've
the
been perennial, right. But
you never know, right? Hey, it's hard to get back, man.
We talk about it all the time. We talk about it. If you would have told me Aaron Rodgers wouldn't get back, wouldn't have believed it. If you would have told me, Chris, after Dan Marino threw 50 touchdowns his second year, that Miami would never get back. If you would have told me that Larry Fitzgerald never got back. Yep. They went to the Super Bowl one time. One of the all-time great receivers. I could go on and on. There's a ton of players. We don't even have enough radio time, Chris, to list all the players who didn't get a chance to go back.
No doubt. And, Rob, next year in the AFC, obviously Kansas City's not going anywhere. Cincinnati should be
Joe Burrow will be healthy, right?
The Chargers should be better. Houston may be better.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, obviously the AFC North is still – if Deshaun Watson, Rob, if he comes back playing well, Cleveland's going to be a handful. You know, who knows about Buffalo and Miami? I mean, it's going to be tough. This was a year that they had it clicking and you had them at home.
No, you can't. You blew it.
And you blew it playing the way you don't even play.
Right.
That's the worst part of it. All right. 877-99 on Fox. What happened to the Ravens? What's your thought? You've heard Rob and I, our opinions. What do you think happened to the Ravens yesterday in that surprising upset? 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
What?
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible. You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
you
what those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the Odd Couple is live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen up. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Ravens. What in the world happened to the Ravens besides the Chiefs blowing them up?
What happened, Lucy?
What was it? What's your thoughts on this surprising beatdown they took?
No doubt. All right, now this town, do I know this town in California? Todd and what is it?
Hesperia,
California. Wow. I don't know where that is. Where's Hesperia?
Yeah, Hesperia's up in the high desert.
Okay. I've never heard of it. I'm sorry, but welcome to the Odd Couple. Appreciate
it. Yes, welcome.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. I want to thank you guys. You guys have an awesome program. I listen to you on the way home every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
You know, I heard something this morning. It's pretty funny when they talked about Brody running. They said he looks like a little brother trying to catch up to the big brothers.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty funny. Anyway, hey, I wanted to say about the Ravens, you know, the stupid penalties they took, getting away from the game plan,
yep,
not taking Kelce out of the game, that comes back to a coach's responsibility. That discipline of the players taking stupid penalties, that comes back on the coach.
Harbaugh had a bad day at the office. He had a bad day at the office.
And he's a good coach, but that was not his best look at all.
Exactly. So what I wonder, I mean, we're kind of hard on Dan Campbell. Would you fire Harbaugh because of that? Obviously, he made a lot of mistakes in that game.
Yeah. I wouldn't. He's been there a long time.
He's won a Super Bowl. I'm just saying, yeah.
It wasn't a good game for sure.
Right, ain't no way that, like, he's under the same scrutiny. I just look at the Dan Campbell, and thanks for the call, Todd. I appreciate it. It's just like, you don't know when Detroit, they just went through a 60-year run to get back there, Chris, to have a chance or whatever. Yep. Like, you just don't know if another 40 or 50 years is going by. You really don't. I mean, you can sit there and say they're going to make it back.
I mean, right.
That's the scary part.
He's right when he said this might be our only chance.
Right.
I think, Rob, that I put it on, I mean, Lamar, and more so the coaching staff, but also Lamar. Like, they're leaders.
No, Lamar didn't play right.
I don't mean even his play, but one of them's got to be like, look, quit the yapping. Stop the nonsense. We got a game to win. Let's go. And nobody did that.
Yep, no doubt. Cage in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Cage?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Man, how are you?
Okay, my thing is they stop running the ball.
Right. And it wasn't even stopped, really. They never really started.
Ridiculous.
To be honest.
I was confused of what I was watching. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And also, we have to stop using that word elite. We got to stop throwing that around. We have to stop doing that. The only elite quarterback right now is two of them. Healthy Aaron Rodgers and that dude.
Look, Aaron Rodgers is one of the all-time greats. I don't know that he's still elite at 40. Last year, two years ago.
Until a quarterback proves me wrong, Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls like that. Only two out of the NFL 100-year history have done it. Roger Staubach and Jimmy Plunkett. And I leave it at that.
All right. Thanks for the call. Scotty in Pensacola, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Scotty?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Long time, and thank you for what you guys do.
Scotty, how long
Definitely
you been listening?
An entertaining show.
How long you been listening, Thanks. Scotty?
I've been listening for a few years. I've tried calling, and, you know, you guys are obviously popular across the nation. And
appreciate it.
I just like to commend you guys. You guys always put both sides of the argument out there, and that doesn't always happen. And y'all should give yourself a little pat on the back for what you're doing.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
What you got on the Ravens?
Well, you know, first of all, I'll preface it. I'm a Browns fan, and that was a very painful thing to watch. There was no one that I really wanted to watch win yesterday out of that game. But I would say this. The Ravens are the type of team that try to come out and punch you in the mouth.
Yep.
And they you know, the way the pregame, you had Ray talking and everything, it kind of seemed like he was mentoring that. And they just came out, instead of that energy, it just felt like he came out as immaturity. And
it's hard to argue that, man.
I feel like they played immature on both sides of the ball across the board all day long. And it was like dumb penalty, dumb decision after dumb decision. And it just snowballed. And everybody's already said the obvious. How do you not put that man who's the MVP,
put the rock in his hand, let him get in motion, make him make somebody make a decision, make a mistake.
That, right.
It was dropped.
It was unbelievable.
It was something that we hadn't seen all year. I didn't know what team I was watching. It felt so weird, like Bizarro World, Chris. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Bizarro from Seinfeld.
From Seinfeld,
you know,
right?
Talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's what it felt like.
Nah, and they never figured out the blitz. You know, I mean, Lamar was running for his life all day, like. It was crazy, but we'll talk to Rob Woodson next about it. Of course,
I can't wait to hear his
Raven
insight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he does the radio, you know, for their game.
Yep.
So,
yep. All right, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com, and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens in 2000. Our man Rob Woodson. Rod, how are you?
Rod, what up?
What's up, my brother from another mother?
Rod. We are good, man. Now, look, Rod, we both picked the Ravens. I'm assuming you had them, too.
But Rob, they
look like they panicked after the first two drives when the Chiefs just rolled them over and then lost their identity and abandoned the run. Is it that simple?
I think if you go back and look at it, defensively, they did a lot of simulated blitzes during the regular season, and they only brought pressure with four guys. Well, in the first half, it wasn't working. In the second half, he started bringing some pressure, and he started getting after Patrick Mahomes, and obviously they didn't score in the second half. But offensively, they had the most rush attempts in the National Football League during the regular season. So I'm, like, shocked that in the game plan – they only had six rushes by their running back.
That's crazy.
The first run by Gus, he gets 11 yards.
Yep.
And then he doesn't touch the ball again until the second half. Now listen, I'm giving a lot of love to Todd Monken. He did a tremendous job in the regular season with Lamar and that offense. But that game plan is a mystery. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what he was trying to accomplish to not run the football first and be a run-first football team. And I know they're good against the run, but a lot of teams that you played all year long were good against the run, and you still opposed your will against them. And this one, it seems like they were going with – I mean, even the quick screens, the tunnel screens, the smoke screens outside, they didn't run any of them.
Nope.
They didn't run any of those plays that were successful all year long. It just seems like it was a different game plan. That is puzzling.
Yeah. Do you think that was the game plan going in, or that they kind of shifted it after they got down?
That was a game plan going in. I didn't recognize that team,
Rod. I did not. Chris was saying, what was it 32 rushes, Chris? A game.
Average 32.
They had 16 for the entire game.
Yeah, and the problem I have is I think Lamar was pushing. I think he was very similar to last week in the first half, where he was trying to – he wants to be in a Super Bowl so bad. And he did so many things. You think about what he did last week. Last week, the first half, he was trying to take shots down the field. In the second half, he started taking the 5-yarders, the 3-yarders, the 4-yarders, the 5-yarders, the 12-yarders. He was taking those down the field and marching down the field against the Texans, right? Yesterday, he was constantly trying to both throw the ball down the field. He didn't even look for checkdowns. And the checkdowns the last second, and they did a great job. If they didn't get rushed, if they didn't get pressure on him, they got vertical, and they were tipping a lot of passes at the line of scrimmage. And I'm just really confused of the game plan. But with that being said, I think Lamar, he's going to take those passes back. You know, Zay Flowers, throughout the whole year, never stood over anybody.
Crazy.
That was terrible.
Terrible.
That was what bothered me the most, because they scored there, and I think they would have scored pretty quickly, Rod. It's a whole different ball game.
It's a different game.
It's a different game. And then even in the second half, even the last play defensively, you know, it's third and what is that, third and eight, whatever it was for the Chiefs and the Ravens, they don't even bring pressure. The linebackers are sitting there. Marcus Williams is sitting at 10 yards. Mollett, I'm thinking he's playing outside shade because he thinks he has a safety inside deep, and he gets beat inside for a deep route. I'm just like, that there is the one game that they – second half, the defense played really good football, obviously. They shut them out.
They shut them out. When your defense shuts out the other team in the second half, you got a shot to win.
Right.
You do. And they had opportunities, having eight penalties, and, you know, some of the penalties that were called shouldn't have been called. Some of the penalties that was not called against Kansas City should have been called. But with that being said, eight penalties and three turnovers, you're not going to win.
And 5 15-yard penalties.
Those are killers.
So I also thought, Rod, that Lamar, almost in trying to prove he's a pocket passer, we know he's improved in that regard, that he doesn't run to, like, break it anymore. Like, he kind of runs like most quarterbacks.
Yeah,
you know
he
what
did
I mean?
Last like, week. He did last
yeah,
week.
Last week he did. This week – like, even on that run, and I don't know that he could have ran away from Snead, but it looked like he was looking back at Snead, you know what I mean, instead of trying to just take it as far as he could. I think he needs to find that happy medium between being that pocket passer and extending the play to pass. But some of those times he extended it, he should have ran instead of looking for men to throw it to.
There were some opportunities that he could have tucked that ball and took off, and he didn't. But again, I just think it's the rhythm of the game itself for Lamar, not running the football at all, not giving these guys opportunities to six rushes for your running backs in a game.
And that doesn't make sense.
Where you led the league in rushing attempts throughout the regular season, it boggles my mind, and that's why I just think the game plan was a mystery. And, you know, when you kind of change up your identity and who you were all year long, and you're not that same team in a championship game, it's hard to win.
Yeah, yep.
You didn't play to your strength.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, Rod, let me ask you. I want to ask you about the Lions 49ers game too, before we run out of time here. And we've seen the analytics, coaches going for it on fourth down, not taking field goals. What did you make of the Lions and Dan Campbell? I thought he mishandled that game and cost
them. Yeah.
The Lions had a chance to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't know when they'll get back.
Listen, Dan Campbell has done a tremendous job for the Detroit Lions. This game, they played really well. They're up by three scores.
Right.
Right? They come down, they score. They make it a 14-point game. Then you go down, have the opportunity to make it a three-score game again, but you go for it. You miss it. They go down and score a touchdown. Now it's a one possession game. Kick the field goal. I know what you did during the regular season. I get it. I get you've done the most fourth quarter. I get fourth down. I get it. I get it. But in that moment where you can put them behind the eight ball,
yes,
can have. Make them play from behind. Purdy wasn't a great player from behind. Make him feel that pressure. Now you're still up three scores with middle of the third quarter. That's where you want to be.
That was shocking to me as well. I just
that's the one that was a real head scratcher. The first one was a real head scratcher. Like, why are we doing that? And at the end of the day, you kick the two field goals, you win.
Right, you lost by three. Yep.
Yeah, you kick the two field goals, you win.
All right, Rod, great stuff as
always, buddy.
Brother. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, more iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping when you use the code America. So go to GoodRanchers.com, plug in code America, and get American meat delivered.
Chris, did you see the Knicks just scored against the Hornets in the third quarter? 44 points in the quarter.
Yeah, there's an article. I haven't read it yet by John Hollinger. Former, you know, he worked with us at ESPN, former.
And the Lakers gave up how many? 42 to the Rockets in the first quarter, Chris.
Former,
wow. John Hollinger,
Yeah, for the Grizzlies. He has an article talking about this scoring outburst in the NBA, and is it good for the league? I haven't read it yet, but I want to check it out.
I need to take a look. Where is that on? What platform? Is that Real GM?
It's the Athletic.
Oh, is it the Athletic?
It's the Hollinger. Has NBA offense gotten out of control?
Okay.
So it's, you know, we'll check it out. I remember, Rob, when I first started covering the NBA in the 90s, the question was the opposite. Is the defense –
because don't forget, you know, those Pistons teams.
Enough.
You remember that? I was covering that going to work Pistons team where they're holding people under 70.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I covered the Cavs, that was my first beat. Mike Fratello was the coach. They routinely had games in the 70s.
In the 70s. Like the final score would be 78 to 69.
Yeah, yeah.
An NBA game.
And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, we that's a topic for another day.
Yep.
We'll definitely get into that. But you want to talk about the Lions, and Dan Campbell, here he is talking about their Super Bowl window. But he said at the end of the game that, as we alluded to before, Rob, that there's no guarantee that they'll get back. And I don't know if he needs to say that or not. He did say, I don't think that, I don't believe that, but there's no guarantee.
But for him to even bring it up, Chris, after you just lost that game, who wants to hear that?
I don't know that. I mean, that's something to me you kind of bring up before the game. It maybe did.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you tell him, look,
this is our moment.
Right. And maybe he did, but he said it in the press conference. But what are your thoughts on that?
I just think, as we know, and we talked about it a little bit, Chris, it's hard. There are a few guys who have gotten the Super Bowls and whatnot multiple times. Mahomes, Brady,
Cam Newton. They never got back.
Yeah, but there's a ton that have never gotten back.
Right.
Way more than the guys who have gone multiple times. But my point is, I don't know. Like, the Lions won't be the same team. There'll be changes. Coaches will be moving around, Chris, right, getting jobs elsewhere. You got to pay some people. You're not going to pay some people. Like, you think it's going to be like, oh, yeah, well, we'll just regroup and we'll be in the NFC Championship game next year. Really? After what you just went from, the last time you went was 92, right? Last time?
The 91 season. But
right, not in January of 92, and that was it. So you thought back then, with Barry Sanders and all those players, that you would get back, right, Chris? Like, oh, we'll get back. We got a good team. We got a Hall of Famer.
Right.
It didn't happen. And that's the part that you start to wonder about. And I just don't know. They were on – this is not you came to San Francisco, Chris, and you got beat down and it was 35-0 at the half, okay? You weren't winning that game. You weren't really up for it. You came there. You dominated them. You're up 24-7.
But
would you
agree?
Give it up?
I think San Francisco's the better team.
No, they are, Chris.
Detroit dominated the first half, San Francisco dominated the second half.
Right. But in that situation, there were moments and circumstances, there were mistakes, what I'm saying, is the part that you hate to lose. Like you got, I know they scored the last touchdown, but they got outscored 27-0.
Yeah, and that
like,
was,
that's
yeah,
what I'm it, talking it, about.
Yeah, that they, last touchdown.
That last touchdown, they just, right. San Francisco just said, you know what I mean, we're not going to fight you.
They didn't let them, but that really didn't, it wasn't going to
That wasn't
the
in the game,
unless
right.
there was darn near a miracle. Here's what I say, though, Rob, and I hear you, nothing's guaranteed. Like we said, Cam Newton never got back, you know, with that team with Carolina.
Yep.
But when you look at the NFC, Dallas, they're going to be good, but we know their issues, right? So I don't know that you think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. Philly's an example of kind of what you're talking about, but they, you know, they had a good record. But they kind of fell apart at the end of the season. But say Dallas and Philly will be good. Green Bay is going to be good.
The Bears could be better, Chris.
The Bears should be better. But then obviously the Niners, I think the Rams will be pretty good. We'll see does Tampa Bay get better with Baker? Does Atlanta get better? I don't know. But I do think this, Rob, and there's certainly no guarantee they'll get back this far. But I think Detroit's going to be good.
I don't
think they're like – on the verge, like Jared Goff is still good. Jahmyr Gibbs is a rookie this year. We'll see if they can keep their receivers. You got Aiden Hutchinson, who you obviously aren't letting go. They want to improve that defensive backfield. Like they're young, and I don't see any reason to think they won't be good next year.
New OC.
Now, I don't know if
new
they'll
OC,
get to the conference championship.
New OC.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Johnson hasn't taken the job yet.
Goff, too, is good. You got to pay him, right? Jared Goff got to get a contract. Does that hurt you as far as
most teams got a quarterback.
No,
most
I know.
Of the top teams got a quarterback.
But does that mean somebody else you can't pay or a situation? I don't know what his money is going to be. There's going to be changes is all I'm saying. And I just think it's hard. That's why when you get an opportunity like that, you got to capitalize. And they were in that spot. That's all.
All right.
If they go back next year, I'll say I was wrong, but I doubt it.
We know you ain't going to give Detroit no love. So keep it up. 1 hour left. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.